happy to be here. My name is Ashley, and if it is your first time, if you're a parent or a guest in the room, thank you so much for coming to check us out. We're in this really cool series called Friend or Foe, where we're talking about how to make wise decisions when it comes to friendships and relationships in our life. How are we doing today? We good? All right. Well, before we jump in, I just want to tell you a little bit about how I'm feeling. I'm feeling a little bit sore because I moved yesterday. Yeah. Have anybody in here ever moved before? Like you had to move? Wow. A lot of you. Okay. How many of you enjoy the moving process? How about the packing process? I saw some parents. That's good. I need to be friends with you. Okay. How about the unpacking process? Anybody? That's the best part? Okay. Well, let me tell you something. I moved, and the cool thing about moving is you get to open boxes that haven't been opened in a really long time. So it's like you open a box and all of a sudden there's like treasures from your past that you like totally forgot existed. That, my friends, is what happened to me yesterday. And I had this conversation with my sister because I pulled out something that was given to me as a gift when I was 13 years old. 20 years ago, which is really crazy to say. Okay? I still had this thing that I really loved and treasured. And so I pull it out and I'm very excited. Now, as you can see, there's some leaves and cobwebs attached that haven't been touched in quite some time. If you're standing there like, what are those? Why are there two balls on the bottom? Because let me tell you something. These are not roller skates. These are not roller blades. They are roller balls, and they're awesome because they're sun skates, and you can like rail slide on them, and you can like go on your toe and do these spins. And I could never do any of that, but I always told people that that's what they could do. I couldn't do them, but they could do them. And I got them when I was 13 years old, and yes, they still fit me thanks to puberty and your feet grow first. That works. So still fit me. I've kept them. I've moved them from Ohio to Maryland to Georgia with me, and I'm pulling them out, and I'm telling my friend Charlie, and my sister is sitting in the room, and I'm going, this is what they could do, and blah, 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 and Charlie goes, like, can you still do that? And I'm like, yeah. And my sister is sitting there going, give them away. So I have this like decision to make. And so we're having this like funny conversation where I'm telling Charlie like, and Megan, I can still do this. Like, no problem. My sister's like, when's the last time you put them on? Clearly it's been a while. And I was like, in my 20s. She's like, okay, well, you're in your 30s. You haven't put them on. I just think you should give them away. So I said, you know what? I'm going to ask transit. I'm going to ask transit what I should do with these because I got them when I was their age. So I need to know. I need some advice. If you think I should keep them, you want me to put, should I put them on right now? Now, if I go off the stage, can you guys catch me? I love middle school students for this very reason. Okay, for real though, like, I really think I would be injured and the service would have to be moving on to small group. So I'm not gonna put them on, but I do need your advice. Should I, if you think I should give them away, raise your hand. Get rid of them. If you think, Ashley, keep those and wear them proudly, raise your hand. Thank you guys. Thank you so much. I'm going to put those right there because if you're sitting there like, what does this have to do with the talk? Yeah, it doesn't have that much, but I wanted to just know your opinion. So really, we're going to jump into this, and maybe I'll reference them again in a second. I have another question for you, and it doesn't have to do with my lovely stunt skates, which I'm sure some of you are going to go home and research and be like, how can I get a pair? Well, let me know if you do. All right, I'll show you how to use them clearly. All right, I do have another question for you, and it looks something like this. Who in this room has younger siblings? Who in this room has ever babysat before? Okay, who in this room has ever coached like a little league team of some kind? Okay, who serves in Upstreet or Womboland? Like you get to serve with students who are younger than you. Okay, so majority of the people in this room have some kind of interaction with people who are younger, whether they're a sibling, a neighbor, a player on your team, or where you serve. Now, Have you ever noticed? Have you ever noticed when you're hanging out with people younger than you, like, they don't want your help with anything? Like, they're like trying to tie their shoe and they clearly don't know what they're doing, and you go to help them, they're like, no, I'm fine, I can do it. And you're like, no, you can't, but okay. Or you like see them trying to do something and you go to help and they're like, no, I'll do it. Hey, have you guys ever experienced that before? What is that? Right? Why is it that younger people than us feel like they know and they don't need our help? I don't know about you, but I see it all the time. It's so much easier, isn't it, to see it in someone else? It's so much easier. But the question I want to talk to all of you about today is this. Are you open to hearing advice? That's the question, right? Are you open to, in the word advice, like, this is a hard thing. I mean, advice means you have to admit that you don't know. Or advice means you have to, like, go to somebody, humble yourself, and admit that they know something you don't know. I mean, I remember when, I mean, there are family videos when I was 3 years old doing exactly what I just told you that three-year-olds do. And then I remember when I was 13, I was so irritated that people acted like I didn't know things. Like, hello, I knew things. And then when I was 18, I was convinced there was nothing I didn't know. Then I turned 25 and realized, I don't think I know very much. And now I'm 33 years old, I'm like, geez, will I ever know anything? But, I'm 30, amen, thank you. At 33, I'm thinking, man, I definitely know more than I ever have in my life. But every other age, I was convinced I knew it all, right? Maybe you felt that before. Are we open to hearing advice? Now, you know what's cool is the Bible has actually a lot to say about this, even for us who think we know everything. And there's this guy named Solomon. He was considered the wisest man who ever walked this earth besides Jesus. And he has this book in the Bible called Proverbs. And you can actually go there and get advice about a lot of things. If you've never opened your Bible, that's a great place to start. And Solomon actually has something to say about this very question, about hearing advice. Let's check it out. This is what he says. Fools think their own way is right, but the wise listen to others. So we're contrasting two different kinds of people, fools and the wise. Now, I don't know about you, but I personally, when I read this, I'm kind of like, ouch, because I think he's talking about me, and I'm not talking about the wise part. I'm talking about the fool part, which is kind of like, I don't really want to be considered a fool, but there have been a lot of times in my life where I've been right, but there have been way more times where I have been dead wrong on things. Or didn't even know I was wrong because I just didn't know what I didn't know. Right? And so what Solomon is saying here is fools are so convinced that what they're doing is right, they're so unaware of what could be, that they don't even want to listen to what anyone else has to say. It doesn't mean you have to even do it. It just means listening. You see, fools fail to realize what the wise already know. And that is the way to learn is you listen. I mean, that's kind of how it works, right? In life, when you want to learn something, you seek out help from somebody who has more experience than you, right? For example, if I wanted to learn how to dunk a basketball, I would start by watching the NBA dunk competition like I did last night. Anybody else? That's what I'm talking about. If I decided I wanted to be a songwriter, I wouldn't go to someone who's never written a song. I'd probably go to somebody who has written songs before. If I wanted to learn how to do something I hadn't done, or I was in a situation I had never been in, I would look for somebody to learn how to play guitar from, how to dunk a basketball, how to write a song, how to paint a picture, whatever it is, fill in the blank. Guys, the same is true for life. The same is true for life. And as I was sitting here thinking about what Solomon said, you know what I realized? Everything that I know, I learned from someone else. Like, I didn't make any of it up myself. I learned it from somebody else. And I still don't know everything. And I love what Solomon says here, where he says, the wisest thing you can do is to listen to someone. And that's what I want you, if there's anything that you walk out of here today knowing, I want it to be this truth. Wise people can help you. So choose to learn from them. There's going to be a lot of things you go through as a middle school student. And there are people who are further along in their walk. Maybe it's a parent. Maybe it's your small group leader. Maybe it's your coach. Maybe it's a teacher. There are people that you can seek out wisdom from. Because as Solomon says, and if what he says is true, we need to ask this question to ourselves. Where am I being a fool? We need to ask ourselves that question. Like, if Solomon's saying that, is there a relationship, a friendship, a decision, something I'm doing that I'm being foolish about? And not only do we need to ask ourselves that question, here's my challenge to you this week. I want you to ask it to someone, an adult in your life that you trust, who you know is for you. I want you to ask them this question. I want you to say to them, hey, mom, hey, small group leader name. We're talking, in transit, we were talking about how Solomon said that foolish people think their way is right, but the wise listen to advice. Is there any area that you see in my life that I can't see clearly or that I'm blind to, that I don't notice this? Maybe it's a friendship that's not a great influence on me. Is there anything you know, any area of my life that you notice I'm being a fool? And this is not going to be an easy conversation or comfortable, which is why I want to encourage you to have it. Because these kind of questions are going to help you develop a better version of yourself. I don't know who wouldn't want that, right? The best version of yourself. So as you head to group, I want you to start thinking about that. Who do you trust to give you advice? Who is it? Who in your life, your parent, teacher, coach, small group leader, fill in the blank, who is it that you trust that you can go to for advice? Who's a little bit further down the road? Who can coach you in decisions? And if you don't have one, I want you to start thinking about who that could be. We all need it. And every parent in this room knows it. They've had somebody in their life. I've had someone in my life who gives me encouragement and wisdom. And it's not easy, but it's worth it. I'm going to pray for us, and then we're going to head to group. Father God, we love you. We thank you so much for who you are. Thank you for this awesome wisdom from Solomon. God, thank you so much that you don't want to leave us as fools, and you want to call us out when we struggle to admit that we don't know something. God, would you help make us wiser? God, if there's someone in this room who doesn't know who to talk to, God, I pray that you would make it clear to them who that safe person is. God, would you humble our hearts so that we can go and ask for advice and receive advice from people? We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.